Today I went to the Garden Museum in Lambeth, and it's in an old church called St. Mary in Lambeth, and it examines different ways of gardening and gardening design and so on. There's also some history of Lambeth. I got there quite late because it had been pouring with rain earlier, and every time I was about to leave, it seemed like it started raining again. When I decided to make a coffee before I went out, and then, of course, by the time the coffee was ready, the sun came out again. So I set out in the sun and got about 100 feet from where I live, and the heavens opened again, and there was a resounding clap of thunder. Fortunately, I was able to hide shelter underneath an overhang, and although I had a jacket, waterproof shoes, and an umbrella, I would have been absolutely drenched. It was such a downpour. It took me about 45 minutes to get to the museum, which is on Lambeth Road, not far from the Thames. On my way, I walked by Captain William Bligh's former residence on Lambeth Road. He was the famous Mutiny on the Bounty captain. I arrived at the museum just before 4 p.m., so I had only about an hour to look around before the museum was to shut at 5. I watched some videos about a garden designer named Tom Stewart Smith, who's done some really interesting landscaping and garden creation, some of them indoors. One in particular, a really interesting looking Japanese design in a way of a very sort of imitation of a landscape inside. Quite incredible. I looked in the museum garden when I got a chance, when it stopped pouring, and the garden is actually what was once the old church graveyard. I was surprised to see a tomb inscribed on one side to the memory of William Bligh, Vice Admiral of the Blue, also a navigator who died December 7th, 1817. I just hadn't expected to see that. The other panels on the side of the big tomb have inscriptions to his wife and family, whose remains are also in the tomb. And there's also a tomb of plant hunter and gardener John Tradescant the Elder, who lived from approximately 1570 to 1638, and the younger, I guess it must be his son, 1608 to 1662, are also buried in the garden. The garden is called a knot garden. And I guess that's because there's a tree in the center of a sort of square area of plants. The surrounding of the knot, the central knot, are planted with species introduced by the Tradescants, according to the Garden Museum. I walked along the south bank of the Thames on my way home. The Palace of Westminster, Parliament, is directly across from Lambeth. I got home about 4 hours after I went out.